Excellency.
Monsieur D'Artagnan, I'm pleased to see you. I had a great affection for your father. What can I do for you?
I had intended to ask you if I could become a musketeer, but I'm afraid I'm not worthy of such an honor.
Well, before you can become a musketeer, you must have some outstanding exploit to your credit, or you must have seen at least 2 years active service with some other branch of the army. You haven't fulfilled either of these conditions yet.
I can see that you haven't got a very high opinion of me. And I'm very sorry indeed to have lost my letter of introduction that my father gave me.
What's happened to the letter that your father gave you?
It was stolen from me at the Free Miller's Inn at Meaux.
A Gascon, a man from my own part of the country, allowing himself to be robbed like any nincompoop. Well, what a pleasant thought.
I was unconscious, sir.
So somebody had got the better of you?
I beg you, sir, do not believe that I'm an absolute greenhorn. A man whom I'd never met before started to criticize my horse. Well, I challenged him to a duel, but he ran off, leaving his men to attack me. Well, there were too many of them, and they gave me a severe beating. But I'll find him again, even if I've got to ferret in every corner of Paris. I don't know his name, but I do know the name of the woman who was with him. Lady Winter.
Lady Winter? What was this woman like?
Oh, she was beautiful. Wonderfully beautiful. With golden hair. Big blue eyes.
Yes, and the man?
He was tall and dark, with a scar on his left cheek.
Did you find out what they were doing together?
Well, I noticed that he gave her a box, telling her to open it as soon as she arrived in London.
It's him. I thought he was still in Brussels.
Sir, if you know the man's name and you can tell me where I can find him, I'll go straight away and run my sword through him.
Take my advice. Don't have anything to do with him. He'll break you as easily as I break this glass.
There he is! Stop thief! Stop thief!
Sir, I think you jostled me there.
I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry.
You're not very polite. It's obvious that you're a stranger here.
By God, sir, even if I am a stranger, you're not the man to give me lessons in good manners. I'm simply running after somebody.
You won't have to run to find me.
Huh? Tell me where, please.
Near Cam des Chaux.
What time?
Midday tomorrow.
I'll be there.
You pull my cloak off.
I'm sorry, I was running after someone.
Well, go on running, sir, but you must give me satisfaction later.
You want a duel, then?
I'll be waiting for you towards 1 o'clock tomorrow behind the Luxembourg Palace.
I'll be there. My thief has disappeared. And now I've got a couple of duels on my hands. A curse on this bad luck. Sir, you've dropped your handkerchief.
Oh, a handkerchief embroidered with Madame de Boitresse's coat of arms. My dear Aramis, for how long has this lady been kind enough to lend you her handkerchiefs?
What do you mean? That handkerchief doesn't belong to me.
I saw it fall out of your pocket, sir.
You're dreaming, sir.
I'm not dreaming, sir.
I wouldn't like to be forced to tell you that you're lying, sir.
You are insulting me. Sir, on your guard.
Not here. At 2 o'clock tomorrow in front of Mr. de Treville's house. I'll tell you then where we can fight.
I'll be there.
You are on time, sir, but I don't see your seconds.
I have been in Paris only since yesterday, and I don't know anybody apart from Monsieur de Treville.
Monsieur de Treville? Would you be wanting to become one of the king's musketeers?
That is what I want, sir.
In that case, I shall be very sorry to kill you. Here are my seconds. Aramis, Porthos, let me introduce you to this gentleman. This is the man I am going to fight.
But I have an appointment with him, too.
At 1 o'clock.
But I am due to fight with this gentleman as well.
At 2 o'clock.
Why are you going to fight, Porthos?
I'm going to fight because I'm going to fight.
What about you, Aramis?
Oh, I'm going to fight over a theological problem.
Well, now that you're all together, gentlemen, allow me to apologize to you.
To apologize? Do you mean to tell me that you're not going to give us satisfaction?
Well, I'm apologizing in case I'm unable to repay my debt to the three of you. Monsieur Athos has the right to kill me the first, and this takes a great deal away from your credit, Monsieur Porthos. And it makes your credit almost non-existent, Monsieur Aramis. Now, en garde!
Watch out! Here come the cardinal's guards. Hide your swords quickly!
Hold there, musketeers! So you're fighting in spite of the cardinal's orders. You're arrested. Follow me.
I am very sorry, Monsieur de Jussac, but we won't do any such thing.
All right, then. We shall have to use force. And there are eight of us, and only three of you.
You should have said four.
You're not a musketeer. Run away and save your skin.
I've got the heart of a musketeer. It will be a very great pleasure to fight on their side.
You're a very good fellow. What's your name?
D'Artagnan.
Athos, Porthos, Aramis, and D'Artagnan, into the attack.
Francis, come in the corner.
We will smash you to ribbons.
Oh, watch out there, Aramis. I'm coming up behind you.
Watch out.
Thank you. They nearly got me there.
And now it's your turn, Monsieur de Jussac. There you are, in the next world.
These are devils from hell.
There's only one left.
Leave him to me.
I'll be delighted.
Victory!
D'Artagnan, you're a fit man to be a musketeer.
From now on, you're our friend.
Our motto will be one for all and all for one.
Your Majesty, His Grace the Duke of Buckingham is here.
Buckingham? But how foolhardy of him.
Show him in, Bonacieux.
Madame, I was overjoyed to get your message, and I came here as soon as I could.
That message wasn't sent by me, my lord. It must have been a trap set by the Cardinal to catch the two of us.
The letter said that you loved me, Madame. I didn't expect a trap at all.
Be quiet, my lord. Even if I felt very strongly for you, it's important for the Queen never to break her oath to the King, even if it means breaking her heart.
Ah, Madame, but you see very well that you love me.
Don't torture yourself, my lord. And now, for the love of heaven, go. Your life and my honor are at stake.
I shall do exactly as you wish, Madame. But I would like to have something by which to remember our last minutes together. Give me something, a small object or a jewel that you have worn, so that I can always keep it in memory of my love for you.
If I grant your request, my lord, will you promise to go back to London immediately?
I promise, on my honor.
Bonacieux.
Your Majesty.
Give me my rosewood casket. Here, my lord, take these diamonds in memory of me. And now, please, go.
These diamonds will be more precious to me than my life. Goodbye, madame. May God be with you.
Goodbye.
Quickly, take me to the cardinal.
Follow me.
What is it?
Madame de Lannoy wants to see you, Your Eminence.
Tell her to come in. What do you want to see me about, Madame de Lannoy?
The Duke of Buckingham is in Paris, sir.
I know he is.
He has been to see the Queen, and Her Majesty has given him her diamonds.
Ah, very interesting. Rochefort?
Your Eminence.
Tell Vitray to come here.
Yes, Your Eminence.
If my plan succeeds, the Queen will be lost forever as far as the King is concerned.
Your Eminence.
Ah, there you are, Vitray. You must go to London immediately. Go and see Lady Winter and tell her that she has got to go to the first ball at which the Duke of Buckingham appears. He will be wearing diamond tags. She must go up to him and cut off two of them. As soon as she has the diamonds, she must let me know. Do you understand, Vitray?
Yes, Your Eminence.
Go quickly. Don't waste any time.
Thank you.
Madame, I have heard a rumor that you are supposed to have met the Duke of Buckingham. Apparently he came secretly to Paris. Of course, I don't believe a word of such slander, but nevertheless I almost started to think that there was some truth in the rumors.
Your Majesty...
The Cardinal reproached me for entertaining any suspicions at all. I know how devoted he is to us. He suggested that I should try and apologize to you by giving a great ball in the town hall in your honor. You will be able to appear in ceremonial dress and wear the diamonds that I gave you for your birthday.
So it was the Cardinal who asked that I should wear my diamonds?
Yes, it was. But what does it matter if it was he or I who asked? Well, Madame, you will come to the ball wearing your diamonds?
Yes, Your Majesty.
The ball will take place in 12 days' time. Goodbye.
I am lost. Dear God, what am I going to do?
I heard everything, Your Majesty. You must get somebody to get the diamonds back.
But I'll have to write.
It will need only two or three words in your handwriting and your own personal seal.
A few words from me is enough to condemn me to danger and exile.
I know a messenger whom you can trust as well as you trust me.
What is the name of this messenger?
D'Artagnan.
Have you any news for me, Madame de Lannoy?
I was in the Queen's private apartments when the King asked her to come to the ball wearing her diamonds. The Queen thought that all was lost, but Madame Bonacieux, the mistress of her wardrobe, offered to send a messenger to London to get Buckingham to send the jewels back.
I see. And what's the name of this messenger?
D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan. Yes, I remember. That stupid young hothead who joined up with Porthos, Athos, and Aramis during that skirmish at Carmes des Chaux when my poor Jussac was killed. Rochefort?
Yes, Your Eminence?
I want you to arrange a series of ambushes along the road taken by this man. He must not arrive in London alive.
In heaven's name, D'Artagnan, can you tell us why you wanted us to come here secretly?
Accompanied by our servants.
And equipped as though we were going to the wars.
Read this, first of all.
Yeah, let me see. But it's an official leave of absence for me, signed by Monsieur de Tréville.
And for me, too.
What does it mean?
I've persuaded Monsieur de Tréville to allow you to escort me on a journey I've got to make.
What's the object of the journey?
My friend, you are very indiscreet.
I can tell you this. It's an affair involving the Queen's honor.
Ah.
And there's a chance of getting one up on the Cardinal.
Oh, that's enough for me. You didn't tell me any more. Where will you?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
I've got to take a message to London. The Cardinal has spies all over, and there's no doubt they'll try to stop me. If I'm killed, one of you has got to take the letter. And if he's killed, it'll be the next one's turn. And so on.
This is the sort of adventure that appeals to me.
We'll arm our servants with muskets and pistols. And if it's necessary, they'll join in to help us.
But the letter will get there all the same.
When do we leave?
Straight away.
We're ready.
Well, gentlemen, let's to horse. And away in the service of the Queen.